All right, it's a big week in Richmond, and you know what that means.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
That's right, the bike race is finally here, and we threw together a short piece for your listening enjoyment. I'm Blaine Lay, and this is a Two People Podcast short. So back in June, I sat down with Lee Coleman from Richmond 2015, which is the organizing committee for the bike race. He's in the inner circle, and what follows are some of the highlights from my interview with Lee. The prep has been done. The pieces are set. It's go time. I asked Lee what the atmosphere of a global cycling event is like.
If you've ever been to a college football game in, say, Georgia or Alabama, that's what this is. Because all the so 2012 was the first year I went to the World Championships. It was in the southern part of the Netherlands. And that's where I kind of had this realization that it's college football. Mm-hmm. People get excited about their countries in a way that you see around college football. Over in Europe, the World Championships in particular, because it's country, it's a party. You know, the road races are around a 10-mile circuit, mm-hmm. all through town, and there's so many different spots and things where people can set up their own little party, whether it's out on Monument Avenue or wherever they might live along the course. There's going to be fan zones around the course to draw people in, where there's going to be big screens to watch the race. So it's a party. It's not about knowing anything about cycling necessarily. I think a byproduct of this is people are going to have a better understanding of the sport, mm-hmm. but it's really more about coming out and having a really good time.
It sounds amazing. I'm all about that. I also asked Lee about how you take a big region with an infinite number of possibilities for race routes. Like, how do they design the course? What did they look at?
Three things we looked at with all the courses. One was kind of the competition and different competitive elements that different types, sections of course will and different parts of town would encompass. There was a tourism aspect to it. We want to make sure that, you know, hundreds of millions of people watching on TV, that we're showing parts of the city and the region that we want to showcase.
Right.
And then the third element was kind of impact. It's finding this balance of all these things in a way that doesn't completely, that makes it navigable to get around.
Then I asked him about the races. The whole first half of the week, so from Sunday to Wednesday, are time trials. And
there's two different types of time trials. Both are races against the clock. So in the team, there's a team and an individual, and it's a set course. Everybody goes out as a team, and then the individuals, and the fastest time wins. And so it's not there's not the tactics of we're going to all go slow together. Mm-hmm. It's you go as fast as you can for the whole time. It's all about aerodynamics, and for the team, it's the team working together to go fast. Best time wins. It's a different type of racing in that it's not going to be a big group, but you see them, and time trials are great where you really get a sense of how fast these guys go and girls go.
So that's the time trials. That's the first half of the week. And then the second half of the week, there's the road race.
The road race is the last 3 days of the event, mm-hmm. and that's what you think of when you think of a bike race. 200 guys or girls starting together and riding, in the case of the pro men, 160 miles, and the first person that crosses the finish line first wins.
Right.
It all takes place on a circuit.
I mean, that circuit is downtown, Monument, Chaco.
Yep.
They go by the boathouse up, I guess, Libby Hill there, up 23rd, Churchill. They'll do that
16 times.
16 times.
Yep. So from a spectator perspective, every 20 minutes, 22 minutes, the race will come by.
Gotcha.
So it's the beef people have with bike racing is you come out the side of the road, you wait, you wait, you wait, and then in about a 90-second span, there's this flurry of cars and motorcycles and people on bikes, and then more cars and motorcycles and helicopters, mm-hmm. and it's over. Inevitably, people will turn to you and say, is that it?
Right.
The beauty of this event is it's that circuit. So 10 miles, every 20 or so minutes, the race comes by. And because it's all circuit based, it makes sense for us to kind of invest in some of that infrastructure to create fan zones around the course to create more of that atmosphere.
I also asked about the roads, particularly the cobblestone climbs like at Libby Hill. And I was wondering whether riders like those climbs, like, you know, how do they approach them?
In cycling, the roads are the stadium. And so much like a golf course or a baseball stadium where there are certain features that favor different types of players, in this case, it's different things favor different types of riders. There's some riders that, you know, don't go uphill very well. There's other riders, and some of this is kind of geographically oriented. In Belgium and the Netherlands and kind of Northern Europe, there's a lot of races known for their short, steep, cobbled climbs. And so as a result of that, the Belgians tend to ride really well on cobbles. Historically, you know, the Spanish aren't a country that has a great kind of history in going up cobbles. They'd go up huge climbs in the Alps and the Pyrenees, no problem. Mm-hmm. So there's different styles of riders.
Yeah.
So some like the cobbles, some don't.
So it really all depends on the rider. All right, so now we understand a bit about the races, but where's the best place to watch? Lee said Monument would be great. They do an up and back. Monroe Park would also be really good. The race will be on three sides of you. But Lee's personal favorite?
Libby Hill is a no-brainer. I think Libby Hill is going to be a magnet for all from the Norwegians to the Belgian to the Dutch to you name it. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a big-time spot to watch the race from.
At this point, I got real excited about roaming the streets with the Europeans and specifically about befriending a group of Norwegians.
Funny you say something about Norwegians. You hear about kind of U.S. sports, about how well a team travels.
Right. Ohio State travels to any bowl game.
Norway travels exceptionally well to the World Championships.
Okay.
And I think part of it is because I think there's a law in Norway. If you go to the World Championships, you have to always be wearing a Norwegian shirt. And they travel around in these gangs. And this year in Spain, there was a huge group of Norwegians staying a hotel down from where ours was. Mm-hmm. And it was a 24-hour party for them. And, you know, somewhere in along there, we got an email from somebody that wanted to establish a Viking camp somewhere along the course.
Whoa.
And, you know, as we were talking about it, it was like, well, I'm not exactly sure what that means,
but it
sounds really cool. And it sounds like where I might want to be during the race.
Yeah. And what exactly is a Viking camp? I don't know, but I'm definitely going to be looking out for them. And before we wrap, Lee stressed the importance of your role in making this week great. Yes, you, the community.
The reality of it is when this event's successful, it's not going to be because of our team or even our expanded team. It's going to be because the entire community came together to make this a success. I don't know that there's anything else. I mean, as long as I've been in Richmond, that's kind of brought all these different communities together around kind of one single thing with so much potential impact.
If somebody put a gun to your head and they said, Lee, why should people in the region be excited about this event in September?
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, more than anything, it's just going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a global sporting event that, you know, unlike anything we've ever seen. And so the more the community comes out and engages with it and enjoys it, that's part of what's going to go into making it a huge success.
All right, that's it. The bike race is here in your town, and you may be wondering,
is there a noisemaker specific to biking? Is it a cowbell?
It's probably the cowbell.
Okay.
So go check out the races, bring your cowbells, and make friends with all those Europeans. You can listen to all of our interviews with people around town, including our interview with Lee at our website, Two People Podcast, twopplpodcast.com. Or you can subscribe to the show via iTunes or Android by searching TWOPPL. As always, I'm Blaine Lay, and this has been a Two People Short. Happy bike watching!